We'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight, Matt Kubik, who is an artist, designer, professor emeritus from Purdue University. This is the first time coming on Art in the Air Spotlight, and he's going to be taking a tour of Michigan City's downtown, kind of an architectural tour. But we first want to know a little bit about your background, Matt, for our audience. So tell us a little bit about Matt Kubik.
Well, thanks, Larry. I'm a Michigan City native, but I was trained as an architect. And then I worked as an architect in Chicago for several large architecture firms, and then finally ended up in academia. My current, I guess if you had to have a title, you know what titles are worth, but if you had to have a title, I'm Purdue University Professor Emeritus. I taught on the Fort Wayne campus for 30 years in their architecture interior design programs. And but related to Michigan City, I refer to myself as a Michigan City boy and kind of an amateur historian, and combining my interest in Michigan City history with, of course, my love of architecture, I'm really pleased to have been offered this opportunity to provide a tour of some of Michigan City's historic buildings and neighborhoods. Specifically the Uptown Arts District from, let's say, the library down to 11th Street, and pointing out some of our architectural features. And so it's going to be a great event. We're going to do that on September 21st. This is for the Center for Creative Solutions. And if anyone wants to join me, they can go to the centerforcreativesolutions.com and get information, or they can call 219-326-7259, 219-326-7259. We're going to kick off at 1 p.m. in the afternoon, and I'm hoping that people might consider joining me for a little bit of architecture in Michigan City.
Can you briefly highlight, because the title is like Touring Creativity Through Architecture, so can you kind of talk about what that path might be through Michigan City, where you're starting, where you're finishing?
Certainly some of the highlights. I have to start off with what I consider the relationship between architecture and history. And one of the things that we might say is that buildings are history written in stone. And so while we'll be looking at architectural features, because architecture is related to different time periods, so you have different styles that relate to different time periods. But why were those styles popular at particular times? How did that reflect the culture and the society of those times? And so we'll be considering those topics, as well as looking at, you know, the aesthetic nature of these buildings. We're going to start off at the Michigan City Public Library. That's the building that I say that people love to hate, but also, you know, just love. It has some controversy there. You can't talk about the architecture without talking a little bit about the history of city planning. And the city planning of Michigan City is fairly interesting in that it has followed all of the national trends from one generation to the next, as we've gone from one city planner to the next. So that library sits in what used to be the straight throughway of Franklin Street, but it is the only building in Michigan City that has a national recognition with an American Institute of Architect Award for design excellence. And it is an incredible example of, let's say, late 20th century architecture by a really prominent architect, Helmut Jahn. But from there, we're going to proceed down Franklin Street, where we have a whole mix of buildings from different styles, different time periods, different styles. One of the things I really like is the colonnade that's left on Franklin Street that was from the first Federal Bank building, that then when they took that building down to build the modern bank, they left the classical colonnade. We're going to look at several of the historic churches, particularly particularly the Uptown Center, which was St. John's Lutheran Church, that was converted into an event center, but also St. Paul's. And then we're going to end up at Trinity Episcopal Church and its Barker legacy. There are three buildings in that complex, and the Barker family, particularly John Barker, the railroad car industrialist, was very heavily involved in the creation of those buildings, along with his daughter, Catherine Barker. It's going to be a great tour. We're also going to look at some of the modern sculptures that are in the Uptown Arts District. This is a historic district. It's called the Michigan City Commercial Historic District. So lots of things to consider, and I'm hoping that people will join us for interesting discussion and looking at history written in stone.
Sounds like a wonderful afternoon.
We're going to end up with some refreshments at Barker Hall at Trinity Episcopal Church, an extraordinary building.
Well, that's Matt Kubik. He's going to be taking the walking tour of historic downtown Michigan City Saturday, September 21st at 1 p.m. It starts at the Michigan City Public Library. That's at 100 East 4th Street. And then we're going to take a tour all the way through there, end up at Barker Hall, and refreshments provided by Sweet Lou. Thank you, Matt, for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight.
Great pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Matt.
And a spotlight extra. The Memorial Opera House celebrates its grand reopening on September 14th at 8 p.m. with Laugh for Life, a night of laughter with hilarious Anna Belleville and witty Jim Flanagan, hosted by local comedy legend Brandon King. Tickets available at memorialoperahouse.org. Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by McCauley Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.